listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Together, standing strong forever.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Mystique. looking right. Give me a tropical contact high. Way down in Cuba.
Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego.
FM.
The Bucks down the Mavericks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks cruise to another win at home, 137-107, past the Dallas Mavericks team missing seven of their players. How did the Bucks handle themselves? Doc Rivers.
Yeah, I thought we played the right way overall. Aggressive, moved the ball, defended. They have so many guys out. You know, tough for them. Like, that's how I kept thinking that. Like, yeah, you got Klay Thompson over there, and so it's just a tough spot.
College hoops, the Badgers with a win in Minnesota, 74-67. John Blackwell led with 25 points and a career-high 11 rebounds. Marquette losing at UConn, 72-66. The game delayed for 22 minutes at the start.
I said it was a leak in the roof, and it was leaking on the baseline. You know, they talked about canceling the game if it didn't get addressed. So, you know, I told Danny we'd go across the street to the practice gym if we had to, but I'm glad we could play the game here.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Civic Media News, filling in for Austin Brume, I'm Joel Karnick. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. With the recent heavy snow and warmer weather just ahead, flooding is a likely possibility here in northern Wisconsin. Temperatures by Sunday and Monday expected to reach into the 50s here in northern Wisconsin, and even warmer in the southern part of the state. While Senator Tammy Baldwin and Senator Ron Johnson both held virtual town hall meetings back on February 27th, their views on Medicaid could not be different.
Senator Johnson said the problem with the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, is that it covers able-bodied working-age adults.
Medicaid is completely out of control because Obamacare has put it in real danger.
Senator Baldwin helped write the Affordable Care Act and said it has allowed more people to access health care.
People with pre-existing health conditions used to not be able to get health insurance because the insurance companies can just say no. That changed with the Affordable Care Act.
Senator Johnson said the program has almost doubled in cost because of allowing single, working-age, childless adults to access health care through the program.
It's the Obamacare that has been put into Medicaid that threatens the solvency of Medicaid and threatens the solvency of our nation.
According to Senator Baldwin, Medicaid funding helps pay for nursing care for those on Medicaid. It also helps keep community health centers and critical access hospitals open in rural areas in Wisconsin.
This affects our local economies and especially our rural economies in significant ways.
72 million Americans rely on Medicaid for their health care. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
No errors were found in an audit of Wisconsin voting machines. The Wisconsin Election Commission said that an audit of the state's voting machines found that there were no voters counted incorrectly. changed, or missed. The audit's results also showed that no voting machines or software had been hacked or tampered with. The post-election audit involves 336 randomly selected municipalities and over 327,000 ballots, or about 10% of all ballots cast in the 2024 election. It was the largest post-election audit ever done in the state of Wisconsin. The audits are a required statute. State high school championship events are staying in Madison through 2033. The WIAA and UW-Madison announcing an 8-year contract extension to continue to host the boys and the girls golf, individual and team wrestling, softball, boys basketball, and 11-player football at its campus facilities. UW Director of Athletics Chris McIntosh said that UW was thrilled to continue to host the state championship events and said that the economic impact for the Madison area for hosting the state championships is over $22 million per year. Find more news at civicmedia.us.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st, as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a Krug tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st, with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometown.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Please, please, please.
That's Shady Brad Schimmel on his knees begging for money from billionaires like Elon Musk who want to buy Wisconsin's Supreme Court.
I have to crawl around begging people.
And the more Schimmel begs,
please, please, please,
the more they shell out because they know Shady Brad Schimmel is for sale.
I have to crawl around begging people.
After all, Schimmel cut a crooked plea deal with a man caught with child pornography after his lawyer gave Schimmel thousands in campaign cash. What should have been a 25-year sentence was dropped to just 3 years for that sick predator. So it's no wonder Elon Musk wants Schimmel on the Supreme Court. He knows Schimmel won't block him as he slashes farm subsidies, goes after Social Security, and breaks promises.
I have to invest in knee pads.
Brad Schimmel, if you're listening, get up off your knees. You're embarrassing yourself. Paid for by the Justice Project.
Please, please, please.
Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Please, please, please.
Mostly sunny today and still a little breezy, but not as windy as it was yesterday. We'll get to 38 for a high. The wind west at 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 8 above. Tomorrow, sunshine 33, back to 40 Saturday. Upper 40s to low 50s by Sunday and Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
Start a fight. I know this can't be So I'm leaving.
Right mix for Park Falls and Phillips. This is Trail Mix 103.1. 103.1.
Yeah.
mix for Park Falls and Prentice. This is Trail Mix 103.1. FM.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, What would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Mostly sunny today and still a little breezy, but not as windy as it was yesterday. We'll get to 38 for a high. The wind west at 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 8 above. Tomorrow, sunshine 33, back to 40 Saturday. Upper 40s to low 50s by Sunday and Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
It's 9 degrees outside right now.
Standing in the rain with his head hung low, couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold out show. Heard the roar of the crowd, he could picture the scene. Put his ear to the wall, and like a distant scream, he heard one guitar.
just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.